So speaking of SOBs, hey, Richard.
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Welcome to our next installment of Ramblin' with Richard.
Ramblin' with Richard.
I like rapping.
Rapping with Richard.
Rapping, either way.
So to do that, we are here at Richard's Comics and Collectibles in Greenville, South Carolina.
Voted best of the upstate.
Best what?
Best comic book and collectible store, though that doesn't really include sports cards, because they're really not collectibles. Not anymore.
The antique section, too.
Yes.
So how many stores in total did you beat out, then?
All of them. All of them.
All of them.
Second place is no place. No, actually, I'm not sure exactly.
Second place is just the first loser, Richard.
Which one's fall into it?
It's probably four or five.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
Very pleased to win. Very pleased to win. Thanks to the fine port folks voted for me.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
Just before we, I know Brian wants to jump on this, before we go into our actual topic of the day, How was San Diego?
San Diego was once again great. It's really the hardest show to describe. Zillions of people. And I'll have some photos on my website soon to that people can link.
Wait
to
a minute, your family, your show, your website is supposed to be family friendly too, Richard.
It is family friendly. It is indeed family friendly. No, it was a great show. It's always a tiring show. It's always a very busy show, packed with people, tons of things going on. I think they'll probably hit the same number basically they hit last year, 125,000, maybe a few more. They pretty well have determined the maximum number that can be in the convention center, short of having fire marshal issues. And they sold out again this year with the passes. So, no, it's a great show. I highly recommend. Matter of fact, next year will be the 40th anniversary.
Wow.
So perhaps even bigger things within the show.
Do you have a favorite?
We're shooting for an Eisner next year.
Nope.
You have a
I
favorite?
Hope I'm there for you.
Do you have a favorite goodie you brought back, or a favorite meeting?
I did more of the stuff downstairs in the regular on the regular floor with the exhibitors and such and the signings and such, and there were probably a couple of good ones that I went to. The my favorite one, they did a signing for the Stargate Continuum, the new movie that came out, and this was the first show that Richard Dean Anderson has actually been at.
MacGyver.
He actually does not like going to shows.
Imagine that.
Not big in the crowds. Though they did say he had a lot of fun, and they actually had trouble pulling him off the panel from telling more and more stories, so perhaps he'll do more of them. But that was kind of cool.
Does he still have the MacGyver mullet?
Nope. He's a little pudgier than what he was before. He's older, too.
Yeah, but, he was on.
A lot of fun.
To leave the panel, did he have to create some sort of escape device out of a butter knife and a can of margarine?
I told one of the guys, it might be kind of fun to drop about five random items in front of him. He said, what can you make out of this? I can make you leave.
Yeah, I can call security.
He was on 7 or 8 seasons of Stargate as a military personnel. He doesn't have the mullet anymore. He has moved on from MacGyver.
Screw that. He's so MacGyver.
But he seemed to have fun. That was on one of... They also had a show, I don't know if you've seen the TV show, Chuck. Mm-hmm. A little comedy. They had a cast signing there with Chuck. That was kind of cool, seeing those folks. And they did one with the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, the Terminator people.
Chuck.
Yeah, they had a couple other ones that I'd like to have gone to.
You just like the blonde
chick.
Oh, yeah. Warner Brothers did the biggest, the best
Australian bud.
Yeah, they had a signing that I really wanted to go to that I missed because I really just wasn't paying attention to the time. They did a signing with the voices from the original Peanuts animation series, which was kind of cool. I walked by to see some of the people there, but the line had already been capped.
Yeah.
They capped these things very quickly, roughly a couple hundred folks get into these lines, and that's it.
Jeez.
You try to send Morse code signals to the listeners?
I would imagine otherwise.
Anybody that can read what that was, come to my store and do what it just told you.
Whoa, hey. I would imagine they have to cut them like that.
They cut them very fast.
People would be there for 18 hours trying to sign stuff for people.
Yeah, security is all over the big events like that because not only do they cap the events, they got to try to control the line, make sure nobody sneaks in, and they also got to keep the flow going. They do allow you to stop, pause long enough to take a photo if you're not in the line or whichever, so you can see the stuff, but they don't want you just to stay there and constantly, hold up the rest of the crowd. Keep a flow going. They do pretty good about it. But there's lots of cool stuff out there.
I just forgot what I was going to say.
And, of course, they give, you pick up bags and bags of freebie stuff and knickknacks. They had like a cool, one of the little cooler items, a little zip drive, a pin drive for PCs, of course, but this one had Stark Enterprises on the logo on it, Iron Man deal.
That's pretty cool.
A light up flashlight, this little Spidey logo on the ceiling or the wall, and one that did the Batman logo. So they had lots of little knickknack stuff there. I love picking up that kind of stuff.
So would you bring back that you're exclusively pushing here?
exclusively pushing. I got a lot of the different figures.
Which you are pushing, I guess.
A lot of different figures that I brought back in, different all the different companies do the, you know, toys and such. And that's really a big moneymaker for these guys from talking to them. Like Hasbro, for example, probably had half a dozen different exclusive figures. They designed these specifically for the show, and it pretty much pays for their presence in San Diego, yeah. selling the exclusive toys. So they sell the exclusives to pay for their presence, and then they market everything else they have, you know, the big presence, so that everybody can see it. So it's a way to pay for the show. Any of them that can make a toy or make an exclusive item that they can sell typically do so.
Yeah.
But no, I shipped back 12 boxes via FedEx and wow. 3 boxes via Priority Mail. So a lot of stuff arrived. A lot of it's gone. And I brought back some different variant-type comics also, but we'll discuss that a little bit later.
What's your favorite thing you brought back?
My remote-controlled R2-D2.
Is that the only thing you brought back to keep him for yourself?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that I that's the only thing I actually bought this year for myself this year. But it wasn't really a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. It was the Japan Star Wars Celebration exclusive figure, but this company still had a few extras, so I picked up one.
In reference like to how different that convention is to, say, something like Heroes Con, mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to say again.
Okay.
I had like a question I wanted to compare this
I'll tell you the biggest comparison against it is San Diego now is getting to be really, there's a lot of comics in there, of course, in the publishers.
Yeah.
But it's a multimedia thing. There's entertainment, there's movies, all sorts of stuff going on. Actually, I was reading an article on one of y'all's competitors, Newsarama. I'm just kidding. That talks with Joe Quesada.
The Eisner Award winning Newsarama.
That was talking with Quesada, and he actually probably had a good point. San Diego Comic Con is prior to like Cannes. Cannes is where you would go to see all the independent films and all the stuff being built. San Diego might be where it was first picked up. He said there were, and that was probably true. There's probably a lot of folks from different movie companies, productions, or whatever, wandering the floor looking for potential licenses and things that they might get picked and turn into a film and, you know, move on from there. So a lot of the companies are, you know, showing off their products, new books, storylines, in the hope that something gets picked up for a film or such. Obviously, that's where the big bucks is, if they can get a film out there. But and that's probably true. But there's still a lot of comics out there. But it is driven. It's near Hollywood. It's got a lot of movie presence. There's tons of actors. And
would you say that more than half of the floor is probably not comic book related?
Probably. Well, as far as actual comic book booths, it probably has stayed about the same since the very first show I went to. The convention center itself has expanded. When I first went, it was only halls A through C.
Yeah.
Now it's halls A through H. I think comics still have about the same presence. But the rest of the floor is full with miscellaneous multimedia productions, companies, you know, movie, TV. But they all tie together. I don't think any of them can coexist without the other.
Yeah.
So it's still a big comics thing. But really and truly, as far as the comparison goes, Heroes Con versus all the different shows I've gone to these years is still the only real true comics convention. It's the only one out there that has, it's just comics oriented. Very little multimedia presence, movie-related. It is all comics. Artists, writers, vendors.
And from something like Heroes Con, it seems like when you go to that show, you're just there, you know, to kind of hang out and kind of enjoy it. But San Diego seems like it's as much a working
trip
as it is business, right?
These guys go out to the show, the artists and writers and such. One of the reasons they go, besides to sell, you know, their various sketchbooks and other products that they may have, is a major networking thing. This is where all the other publishers are. If you're looking, if you know you've got some free time coming up in 2009, maybe you look for a job. Look for somebody that needs some work done. I know it's a major networking thing. Some of these guys I've talked to before go to it just for the networking.
And even from your standpoint, I mean, shipping 12 boxes back, obviously, is a big business trip for you, too.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I make that off on the back end. No, but, no. It's a lot of cool things.
Brendan?
There's a lot of good stuff out there. Well, you just have to. There's a lot of exclusive items out there, and since I own a business, it just makes sense to bring some stuff back here. And I did a reserve list for the regular customers, anybody that wanted to look at it, about some of the items that might have been out there for me to pick them up and bring them out. You know, granted, you know, the $20, $30 item now in the store may be, you know, $30, $40, but the other side of that coin is they didn't have to spend $1,500 to, you know, to go out to the show.
What was the biggest hassle you had to track down for one of your customers? You have to stand in a long line or talk to somebody you wouldn't have normally gone to talk to for anything?
Not if you watched around. I've been doing this for long enough now to watch for the right time. Hasbro probably had the largest lines of any of the vendors out there. It was a deal that you had to go upstairs, go through this one line area to where you've got a ticket. With a ticket, you could go back downstairs to the Hasbro booth and stand in line there. The lines could potentially be, you know, 300-400 people in line.
Oof.
The times I went, you just wander around and you wait for an opportune time. Near the ending of the show for that particular day, the line gets a lot smaller and you wander in. Now you take a chance on perhaps some of the items being sold out.
Yeah.
You know, they are exclusives and they are limited, but really that didn't happen. It has happened before. But no, I was able to pick up most everything that I wanted and the people had asked for. You just have to watch for the right time for the lines.
What about some of the movie props and things like that they had there? Like they had the owl ship.
Oh,
from,
yeah, the owl ship that was there.
Watchmen.
Oh, they had lots of cool stuff there set up for these ships. Like even one of the more fun ones, I guess, they had a big setup there for Harold and Kumar. And one of the things they had, and you could go up this small line, go up this little upstairs area, which was a good vantage point, take pictures of the convention, the inside of the bottom floor there. But you could sit on this unicorn, and they took a picture of you on the unicorn and made it into a button. And yes, we all did that.
yes, but will you be selling those at the store?
Only one button. I only got one button. But it's just one of the more fun things. But a lot of the companies set up, you know, massive displays on different. You know, Marvel had another Iron Man costume. It was the bad guy from the first movie.
Oh, the Warmonger?
Right. But they had all of them have the big setups. And that's one of the reasons, you know, you're mentioning even the comics. I do hear, always hear, that some of the comic retailers out there seem to think the show's going further and further away from them. It's harder for them to get people over there. But to be honest with you, I went out with a list of back issue stuff I wanted. Either the vendors didn't have the back issues that I was looking for, or they thought I was one of the other millionaires that might have frequented the show and thought I was going to pay those amounts.
Yeah.
But, you know, to buy a $4 comic and have to pay $10 at the convention and knowing that I'm going to have to do a little markup here in the store, you know, makes it out of the ballpark, so I just skip it. Mm-hmm. So they don't bring the right stuff. And the reality of it is, you've got the normal comic booth, which does have some nice display in the back and some stuff, product you want, or you can go to the other end of the hallway where there's massive movie sets, stars, celebrities, handing out free promo stuff. Surprise, surprise. Guess where the bigger crowds are.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're going for.
Before we jump into the topic, the last time we had a rapper with Richard, it was during Free Comic Book Day?
No.
We had one after that?
Yeah, it's when Richard and I discussed crossovers.
Okay. Anyway, the last time we got your opinion on a comic book movie was Iron Man. What'd you think of The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight was great. I enjoyed The Dark Knight. I think they all did a good job. You know, I know there's been a big talk on, you know, Heath Ledger's last film, blah, 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 and he did an excellent job. And he did. He did an excellent job. You know, this was a very good representation of the Joker, more or less, in modern times. But, you know, gosh, I think Christian Bale did a good job. I think they all did a good job. Harvey Dent is, you know, Two-Face, especially visually, you know, when he converted to Two-Face, was great. You know, if there was a weak part in this, it was Maggie. Sorry. But
the sad turtle.
Yeah, just wasn't my favorite character, regardless whether it was her or Katie.
I think she's just a weak character.
Yeah. And though I was kind of surprised they killed her, I wasn't disappointed. So
okay.
I don't know who the third actress would have been for the next film anyways.
Okay.
But other than that, it was a great film. Great film. And the best part of it was the trailer, seeing The Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to The Watchmen. I think The Watchmen will be doing very well.
Are you a fan of that comic series, or are you more a fan of how the movie is looking?
I think it's just going to be very interesting to see how the film does, since it is a superhero team, but it's unlike any other superhero team that the mainstream people are going to be aware of.
Right.
This is not the Justice League. This is perhaps how superhero team might be if they were the one to show up today. It may not be the goody two-shoes, save the world, help protect the innocents, and all that. So it's going to be interesting to see how the film does, how successful it is.
Indeed.
Right. But they had a big deal of it out there for the Watchmen also.
Did you get a picture of the owl ship?
Yes.
Did they let you go inside and take pictures as well, or was it
but they limited the flights to 10 minutes. But yes, they did. You couldn't get inside. I think you're still thinking
about being at the Harold and Kumar booth.
That might have been it. The unicorn ride was interesting.
That's what she said.
Yep.
So you could take pictures inside of it, but you couldn't get really in it?
Yeah, you couldn't get inside of it.
Yeah, we was trying to get up there, but he said lines were just...
Well, we went to San Diego?
Well, his family's
from there.
Well, we had a little bit of an advantage. This year we actually scored exhibitor badges, so we could get into the show prior to it officially being open.
Didn't you have press badges last year?
Press badges, unfortunately, don't give you the extra bit, so the exhibitor badges are by far the way to go. Exhibitor badge, like I said, we were into the show by 8:30 every morning. You know, show didn't open until 9:30. Now, you couldn't go to the different booths and actually get into line, prior to the show opening. They would not allow that security nor the booth, which was smart of them. But when they make the announcement over the intercom at 9:30, the show is now open. If you were conveniently where you needed to be for the lines, you were obviously first.
Just happened to be in the area.
Yeah, which helps, because for like the Stargate one that I said I enjoyed, there was only 200 passes handed out to go to Stargate, starting at 10 o'clock. First 200 people that got one got in. So we
was conveniently. That, was that the only like panel type thing you went to?
I actually don't do, I did not do any of the panels. Panels are very difficult to get in at the convention at times. They don't clear between panels, the rooms, so you don't know if you're going to get in. You have to line up hours ahead of time. And in all honesty, when the show ends, at the convention ends at 7 o'clock, people already line up outside, camp out there for the night to get into the panels first thing in the morning.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
So, well, you
such
consider
it's
like
a experience of what
oh, yeah.
we're used to.
It's 125,000, 130,000 people probably went to the show. The largest panel room will hold 6,000 people. There's a lot of people, but bam, it fills up in a minute.
I think San Diego should be hiring us to record their panels as HeroesCon has.
I agree.
We'll get Dusty to make a call.
I'm sure. Y'all need to go. Next year will be the 40th anniversary.
Yep.
It could be the year of Dollar Bin.
Wow.
Look out, world.
No, literally, look out, world.
Oh. And who will we be replaced by to make it the year of the Dollar?
Year of the Dollar. Yeah. No, but if anybody gets a chance, go to San Diego. It's an experience you'll never forget.
I could see us interviewing each other in line. All right, we've only got 200 more people in line before us before we might try and talk somebody maybe into possibly getting a phone interview sometime after this convention.
There'll be a lot of opportunities out there for you guys. Like I said, there's so many people out there.
Be more like, hey, this is Adam. Trey, we lost Trey 3 hours ago. He said he went to go smoke. We haven't seen him since. Devin and Brian just got tossed out for sexually harassing some celebrity in a line.
Or each other.
So it's just me, and I quit.
To end my particular segment, what I'm going to say here, I have 3 San Diego Comic-Con variants in my hands. The Boys, issue 20, Project Superpowers number 5, and Astonishing X-Men 25. These are all San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. The very first 3 people that come to my store after listening to the Dollar Bin and request one of these, as long as the one you want is still available, will have one. You just have to listen to Dollar Bin and come to the store here and say you did listen to Dollar Bin, and you can have one of the 3 variants.
I don't know if I'm comfortable giving away a copy of The Boys to our listenership. It's kind of...
It's in a bag.
It's bagged and boarded, and people can make the choice. And I will make, for the folks, I realize that not all of
like a Richard
the Dollar Bin's listeners can actually actually come to the store, because right. I understand we have some that actually exist overseas, which is very cool. The very first person that contacts Adam...
Me?
Yes, you, Adam.
Okay.
And says that he actually heard the thing over at Dollar Bin, can choose any one of the 3, and I guess we'll try to get it to you at Adam's discretion.
Instead of doing it to Adam, though, just comment on this show. First one to comment that wants one.
Yeah, but specifically, please. You must bring up the book, and then you can request whichever one of the 3 you have. Won't. And I'll do that just for one of the people that can't be here. But if you can get here, if you live in Columbia, you have to come here. If you live in the UK, I'll give you a little bit of grace.
If you can get here and take a gas.
If you're out of the ACC, SEC range.
But so if anybody actually put all that together in their heads, if you're in the area, stop by, say you listen to Dollar Bin, get to pick a variant. Huh? If you're not in the area, and I guess if we have to make a judgment call, we'll make a judgment call on that. But comment on the site that you listen to this, and Richard will send you a variant.
Sure. One of the three books.
Yep.
You can choose which one of the 3 you want.
He'll give it to you, and then you will mail it.
Whichever. One of us will mail it.
And Brian will put business cards in them.
Yep, like he's doing right now.
We don't have any Huggles, do we?
No Huggles with us today.
No Huggles, but
you
variants.
Might even get a Dollar Bin friends assembled.
Yeah, because apparently Richard hasn't done anything with them.
I'm waiting for the right opportunity. This could be it.
All right, well, thank you very much, Richard.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right.
And cut.